This is Tobin Slavin with the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. Hey, and I made some cool notes for you today. You may have heard this phrase because it's pretty famous. It's often repeated in digital marketing circles, and that is the money, your money, is in the list. What does that actually mean? But more importantly, what are the things that they're not telling you when they give you that kind of information, when they kind of give you that mandate, go work your list? What are some of the things behind that that they're not telling you? Well, I made a couple notes and I think you'll find this interesting. First, you need to know that email is the only insurance that you can provide. It doesn't matter if you have a business, a nonprofit, an organization, or even if it's a passion project of yours that you're working on. Having an email list, capturing the emails of the people that you're interacting with, is the only insurance that you can really get for that business that is going to prevent particularly the big tech giants from making an arbitrary decision that could put you out of business literally within a week. So, for example, Google changes their search algorithm and there were multi-million dollar businesses, their traffic dried up almost overnight. Facebook recently changed the rules around organic posts for pages for businesses and brands. And basically those posts are dead on arrival. That means you're posting on Facebook and like 3% of your people are actually seeing those posts because they've just taken that component out of it. It was part of this big announcement that they made a couple weeks ago. Apple, sometimes people will make apps in the App Store and they'll be making millions of dollars and Apple will come in and they'll either release a very similar app themselves or they'll take that app out of the App Store. Again, arbitrary decisions. Amazon will sometimes shut down selling accounts. When those kind of things happen, when you're building your business on the back of another platform, you never have ultimate control. Someone can make those arbitrary decisions and you're out of business. But when you own your email list, you own those relationships with your audience. And so you can always restart. You can offer new things. You can do creative things, put new ideas in front of people. Owning the list is what allows that money to flow from the list. Okay, second thing. We talked about this in a podcast episode yesterday, but when you have an email list, particularly if it's a minimum size, 4,000 or 5,000 emails, it's like unlocking beast mode in your paid advertising. So if you're doing Facebook advertising, even LinkedIn advertising, you can use that list to not only reach the people that are on that list in a really super effective, low cost, much better ROI way on those paid advertising platforms, but you can also use that existing list to reach more people just like them, what they call lookalike audiences. And so you can grow your reach to new and more people from there. So really cool, unlock beast mode with your email list. If you are being salesy with your list, which means you're pushing promotions, you're talking about me, you're probably gonna find it counterproductive. There's a better way to build lifelong loyalty with your readers. Get people eager to hear from you. More information than I can go into in this short podcast, but if you have questions, you certainly can reach out because it's a passion and a love of mine to talk about that topic of conversation. Lastly, I want to point out something about email versus social media, because right now, people, honestly, they have their eyes on the wrong target. Everyone is looking at social media. They're focused on the social platforms. Why? Because there's just so much activity. People are spending so much time there. But here's something that you might not realize. First of all, we hear complaints about open rates on email, that they could be as low as 10% sometimes across industry averages. First of all, that's indicative of a salesy promotional approach to email when you're seeing open rates that low. As you start to build that relationship, when people are eager to hear from you, the curated newsletter formats that we use get 2 to 3 times higher, sometimes as high as 70% open rates on those emails because you're providing great information and people look forward to receiving them. Secondly, what you might not realize is that the visibility, the reach that you have on social media can be as lower than 10%, sometimes as low as 2 to 3%. Why? Well, go back to that big announcement that Facebook made a couple weeks ago with the change of the algorithm. You post on your brand or your business page, you send it out, however many fans or followers you have, you expect they're seeing it. No, they're not. That those messages, those posts are dead on arrival unless you're using paid advertising to get behind them and push them out. That's what Facebook wants you to do. Obviously, it serves them if you're paying them money to get that message out that way. One more thing about email versus social media. The research shows that the average person will follow 200 to maybe 300 businesses, brands, experts on social media. But when it comes to email, they're much more selective. So it's really a race. Can you be one of the 10 or maybe 20 people that they really tune into? The email inbox has become sacred space, and you can take advantage of that if you get started building your list today, and more importantly, building those deep, meaningful relationships. So again, my name's Tobin Slavin. It is Stop Marketing Now. Do this instead. What's the this? It's start a conversation, and you can see how I do that if you go over to TobinSlavin.com. See you there.